All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I hate to break the fishing news up, Remchuk, but I'd like to speak about the ice hockey.
Congratulations, you're one of the 13 listeners of the Real Life Podcast.
We just traded a migraine in for like an orgasm.
Might want to mark that down, Remchuk.
Yep. All of my projects are on schedule until they're not.
A member of the Nation Network of Podcasts.
About as funny as we're going to get today.
Raspy voice, slightly low energy edition of the Real Life Podcast today.
What happened?
So shaking out the cobwebs episode.
Oh, you don't sound great
it's
either.
It's not great, man.
I don't sound very good.
So if you heard Saturday's episode, the rest of that day really got off the rails.
Yes, it did.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, we're going to do a full breakdown. A big, big shout out to Tourism Jasper, Booster Juice, and Betway for everything they did to make that weekend as great as it was. That was a memorable one. Always is, but that one was something.
That tournament is...
We found a new gear.
If you have like a bucket list for hockey experiences, has to be on it.
Yeah.
Because I was talking to those guys from Seattle during our game against them on night one in the snow. Like, that was their thing. Like, you said it on Saturday that, like, you guys do the golf trips.
Yeah.
That was their golf trip to come play.
Yeah. And, like, probably never seen anything like it. I mean, the snow was coming. It was picturesque. I mean, not the greatest playing conditions for that night because I don't think anybody expected it to snow that much. But we... shoveled the ice as best we could. And we just had a fun night, like, and just to see them. I mean, they seemed like they were, you know, kind of like kind of in awe of kind of what is 3 hours away from us, 3.5 hours away from us.
Yeah.
You know, like, and they were just so happy to be there, ready for a great weekend. It was pretty sweet, man. I mean, everybody was awesome. Like, the people that came from Betway, met them, like, wicked people. You know, awesome, you just get people to hang out with them all weekend, have a good time, and just like everybody's in the same mindset. You're in a beautiful place. You're going to have a hell of a good time and, you know, really tough to get in a bad mood when you're there.
Yeah. That was great. And every year we have one night that really gets away from us.
Yeah, this year was too.
I mean, the Friday was like really solid, but like last year, I remember our Friday night was insanity.
Yeah.
And it's because we went into that night, not really knowing much. Just, hey, everyone come to the cabin for a beer or two. Yeah. And then shit went wild. This year, the Friday was like good, but I like expected the Friday to be good. I had expectations. The Saturday I didn't. I was like, oh, it's going to be a little quieter ever. No, we lived it up just as hard on the Saturday.
It was so.
It's the power of good games and a good DJ.
Yeah.
Adam Seaborn was really down. Seaborn,
he was unbelievable with the tunes. Like every single one was a 10 out of 10 sing along song.
Yeah, bangers only.
And I have never in my life been on a vacation where I played that many beer games, like beer, like flip cup, beer pong. I got introduced to a couple. One I didn't even understand. Somebody was just like, just whatever you do, just bounce the ball into the cup. Don't worry about anything else because it was chaos.
My favorite was that game. What do you call it?
King's Cup, Honeycomb, Stat Cup.
Those are all the same game?
Yeah, it's all
called. I kept fucking it up because I didn't really understand what's going on.
I didn't get it.
But my favorite was Alex from Betway. He's just like, you got to pull it together here, man. He was just getting so dialed into it. I was like, I don't know what's going on here, pal. You're going to have a hard time with me just over here.
Bounce and pass.
Bounce, pass.
But then I would bounce, pass, and then someone would yell at me because I passed the wrong way or something.
It was chaotic, but it was...
You guys were basically my mirror image on the other end of the table, just not knowing what was going on.
Honestly, deer in headlights. I was just so nervous for when the thing came. when the balls came to me and I had to start bouncing them, I was like so nervous. I don't know why. Cause I just didn't know what the fuck I was doing. And I was just like, I don't want to be the guy. How many people were standing around that table when it began? 2022?
Probably. Yeah. What was funny is like everyone was starting to fill into the cabin but it was still like just quiet and awkward. And then Maddie just sets up the game.
Yeah.
And then that was the catalyst of the night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kickstarted the whole shebang. So, we got after it. I don't stay up late anymore. And the fact that back-to-back nights, I was sitting there at 3 or 3:30 in the morning. And I was like, boy, I could have kept going too. That was the worst part. But I was like, I need to stop myself and like try to get some sleep here because this is bad. That was a great time.
You know what I did this weekend?
What?
I shared a bed with Waz.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
But yes, you did.
That wasn't supposed
on
to
Saturday
be
on Saturday night.
A marital bed?
Was not supposed to be the plan, but Waz needed somewhere to sleep.
But why couldn't he get into his room?
Because we gave it to Liam.
I know, but then I thought there was one of the open double beds in another room.
I think there was.
I know, but I
saw Waz earlier on social media waving his hands in the air like he just don't care. I'm going to guess that had something to do with where he decided to sleep.
Oh, that was my favorite thing to do. I have like two really good videos of when the Oilers win 13 games in a row. It's just Waz standing in the middle
having a little like dancing. You know what he looked like? He looked like that, the Microsoft video when they're all dancing up on stage.
They don't know that I'm Waz.
Exactly. I loved it.
Did you guys happen to notice between your picturesque bucket list games that the Mighty Oil won again?
Well, this is like, I don't think they're ever going to lose, to be honest.
We had like 200 people in a ballroom watching that 13th victory.
That was a lot of fun. That viewing party was a good, good time because the group was all, you know, they played games all day, got after it a little bit. Vibes were excellent in there.
261st Battle of Alberta.
That's a lot.
And for Sam Gagne to score the GWG boys, that's what I'm talking about.
Had to be him.
That was the biggest roar of the night.
I thought he scored a bloody Michigan. I was trying to deal with Wanye Jr., who was up way past his bedtime, I might add. And all of a sudden, I looked Sam Gagne over my shoulder. I swear to God, I thought he hit a Michigan.
It would have been depressing to lose that game in that venue.
Yeah.
With a bunch of Flames Nation guys there.
But let me just also add, I am so insanely confident with this team right now.
Exactly. Oh, it's weird.
The same guy who predicted the end of the McDavid era 7 short weeks ago, causing me to go look out the window. Now you're fully back on board.
Even when Calgary tied it up, I was kind of just like, they'll score. They'll get one. Don't worry. Like
it's wild. It is wild. They feel so confident about this group right now.
1-3 in their last 24.
That's how you fix a bad start.
Yeah.
If you find yourself with San Jose on the ocean's floor, just go 21-3.
Yeah. Just, you know, 13 game heater. Yeah, ho hum.
You'll be fine.
And the Wild, like, they're still somehow 13 points back of the Vancouver Canucks, but like anything's possible.
Because they're frauds, right though.
Now. They've played more games. I swear the clock's going to strike midnight on them at some point. They are fraudulent.
But the Oilers, again, like, it wasn't a perfect game by any stretch against Calgary, but they just find a way.
That's the thing. We're just getting W's right now. Like, it's.
But it just mirrors how bad the start was that we've put this run together.
Well, I'm trying to find
still
a tweet
where we are in the standings.
I'm trying to find a tweet right now of where they were at. Like, I don't remember who tweeted it though, where they were at the beginning of December was like 14 points back of LA, way back of Vegas. And now they're ahead of LA in third place.
And they have like 4 games in hand on Vegas.
And you're only 6 points back. So you go 3-1, you've caught Vegas and you hold the tiebreakers.
Do you think the McDavid era is over?
I think it's better than it's ever been.
Does Corey Perry make the McDavid era look even more strong?
I love every single Mike Comrie joke I've seen on the socials.
Tell me the backstory behind
it. Yeah, I don't know
what? We finally got closure on the trade. The trade that we wanted to happen actually happened.
He even acknowledged it in his presser today.
He did?
Corey Perry acknowledged it in his presser today. He goes, I thought I was going to be an Oiler 20 years ago. They were doing World Junior Camp or whatever, and he had heard rumblings that the Oilers were kicking tires on him. But essentially what happened, and correct me if I'm wrong, that they had a deal in place, yes. Mike Comrie for Corey Perry.
Yes.
But then Kevin Lowe wanted Mike Comrie to pay a chunk of his salary back.
Yes. $2 million.
He wanted to pay back his bonus he'd received.
Yeah.
Yes.
It is the only instance until that point. I believe it was a PA grievance. The team has ever asked a player to pay back a bonus for his trade to be ratified for Corey Perry, I might add.
So in a different world, we had Corey Perry a long time ago.
Well, I want to shout out thanks to Mike Comrie, because all that is part of the Connor McDavid tree.
Exactly.
Of course. Of course.
Let me ask you the strategy of this, Jay, because we have Evander Kane.
Yes.
Who, I don't know if you watched, but he had a little bit of a cloud over his head. Came to town.
Yeah.
And we made it work.
Yep.
Corey Perry. We now have two players on our active roster who had their contracts canceled due to
things.
Is this what good teams do? Do they find a way to maximize the salary cap by bringing guys who need a retooling?
Well, think about this. Like it required zero assets.
Yeah.
So it like, and you look at the teams that were in the mix to get Corey Perry, that tells you that's what you do.
Is having your contract canceled for question marks now just the new buyout play? Like no team seemed to care. The same ethics that got their contracts canceled doesn't seem to be a concern for the other 31 clubs.
Because if you follow the reports, there was a handful of teams after Corey Perry.
Yeah. And like legit.
Like all teams that are, you know, you could say an early bid for, you know, like your cup run, trying to seal some pieces. That's what all those teams were looking for. It's kind of, I mean, I think it's cool that we got him. I've always said in like the last couple of years that it would really be nice at the deadline to get
Corey Perry,
a veteran. last year it was Corey Perry.
But it's been Corey Perry for like the last 3 years. Like he's always been,
he would have been a Tampa.
Yeah. Fair.
He's one of those players that I've hated playing against for 1,000 years. And it's going to be very interesting watching him do it for the Oil wearing number
9. Where do we think he slots in? Has there been rumors or is there
probably on the third line, right? Put him next to, like, my dream is kind of reunite Fogle, McLeod, and Draisaitl and run Evander Kane with Dylan Holloway down the middle and Perry on the right side.
You know what I'd like to see? I'd like That'd to be see a tough... Kane and Corey Perry and our good friend Juice. All in one line. We'll call the bad boy line. OJ, would you play with those guys?
I don't even know if I could do this voice today. Let me tell you, X-World, I had a weekend.
Okay? Look the other way, line juice.
If I got to play with Corey Perry and Evander Kane, I'll tell you one thing. We'd be slicing up out there, carving up the ice, pass after pass, trying to bury some in the net.
Do you think we should look the other way, Juice, if people are good at sports?
Oh, I'm all about second chances. Okay? I think everybody is allowed to make one mistake, doesn't matter how big it is.
What if one mistake is two people?
Well, if you make them... If you make the mistake at the same time, two people is really just one mistake.
Oh, no. Trade approved.
I say trade approved.
Welcome to Edmonton.
The limits.
Chalmers, I got to ask you a question.
Yeah, buddy.
How are your social messages since Saturday?
Not very. There's not a lot.
No one listened to that episode.
No, I don't.
People, listen to the last episode of Real Life.
Today, people will.
There is an insane confession by Chris Chalmers. Wasn't even asked. He just volunteered it.
I don't know where it came from. I don't know what.
Because I forgot my toothbrush. And when Maddie was in town, I'm like, could you pick me up a toothbrush? And I'm like, and you're like, is that a toothbrush? I'm like, yeah, it's my toothbrush. I forgot my toothbrush. And then you got into this rant about.
And the journalist in me went and checked some sources. I spoke with Chalmers' wife and was like, is this true? Or is he like stretching? And she was like, I wish it wasn't true, but it is.
So
are we driving listeners back an episode or should there be follow-up questions at this presser? OJ.
I
love
maybe played it. I brush my teeth every 2 to 3 days.
I have never in my life known you to smell.
I never do.
Dentist says he's healthy.
My hygiene.
But
and that's what the funniest part
is. Just like girls only washing their hair once a fortnight and to keep the oil.
I went to the dentist, Wanye, I shit you not. Like for the 2 days, 3 days before the dentist, I floss and I brush and all this. And then I go to the dentist and she's like, you must take really, I had a thing in my mouth. And she's like, you must take really good care of your teeth. They're like really healthy, like no plaque. I'm like, I almost spit out all the stuff she had in there. I couldn't believe it.
What?
I was like, if you.
Chalmers explained to us one of the greatest joys in life is allowing plaque to build up on your teeth.
You don't allow it. It just happens.
And then picking it off.
That's not the. So.
And to the question, do you eat it or do you just spit it
and
out?
And then life's greatest question, what do you do with it then?
You got to spit it out.
No. Are you paying this forward to the next generation of Chalmers men? Are you going to insist they brush your teeth like a G20 citizen? What the
there
fuck?
There is an area in the front of your mouth where it gathers and it like, even if you brush it, brush. It still gathers there. It just does. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
This is fucking shocking
news. I loved that we all kind of made the rounds and asked Mrs. Chalmers.
If you'll have three true. Showers a day, Chalmers, and you will wash and put your clothes in the dryer 4 times a day.
I know.
You know what was funny about Mrs. Chalmers and Chalmers on Saturday night is she was trying to get Chris to leave a million times.
Oh yeah.
And I would once just go up to Chris and just drop a little element of FOMO and he just get up and get right back into the party. And then his sister, husband, she needed to leave the party at like midnight.
Oh yeah.
But she, her stick-to-itiveness, but she had her jacket in her hand for like an hour and a half getting ready to leave. And then her husband did. And then the music, like as the music and the bangers and the singing kept going and going, yeah, all of a sudden the jackets went away.
Yeah.
And then like they outlasted everyone.
Yeah. I don't know, man. We just like a good party,
but not brushing our teeth.
No, not a toothbrush party.
I brushed today and yesterday after.
How do you never smell? What do you credit?
I don't know.
Jean-Paul Gaultier.
Yeah. JPG. No, I don't know. Just natural.
My favorite. That was one of the hardest I've ever.
My natural abilities to just be clean. I don't know.
It's a superpower.
Fantastic. I don't know what to tell you.
Fantastic. If you told me I only wash the floors of my house once a presidential term, I would say your house has messy floors.
Yes.
If you told me you brush your teeth, how often?
Once every 2 or 3 days. I don't go more than like 3 days.
We're going to get like the toothpaste.
And it's not because I'm thinking about it. I just don't like, okay, I have it. I wake up and like my morning routine is to just take care of the boys. That's all I got to do. I got to get up. I got to take care of the boys. And then I shower at night. That's the other thing. So I shower at night. And sometimes my wife is in our, well, not sometimes, always she's in bed. And I don't want to go wake her up. So I usually just shower.
Do you keep toothbrushes under her pillow?
In my basement shower. And if I shower in the basement shower, I
have jackhammer?
My toothbrush there. Because I shower in, right? I brush my teeth in the shower. So I'll be like, oh, okay, I'll just do it in the morning. And then I'll like get the kids and I'll, by like 8:30, by the time I've taken the kids to school, I've gotten like so many things that I've got to do all of a sudden from the morning, just like piling up, that it's just not top of mind.
So every time you have a shower, brush your teeth.
Put a second toothbrush in the basement.
Own, that's like at night. So like, don't get me wrong.
So you shower every 3 days?
No. I just said, I don't always shower in my own shower. Sometimes I have to shower in the basement.
But that's your shower too.
Yeah, but I don't have a toothbrush on there. I guess I could just put one down.
That would be crazy.
That's
you got toilet paper rolls in every bathroom in the house? Or how's that work?
Maybe the dentist should be better and tell me I got terrible teeth. And maybe I'd brush every day.
Oh, if I go to the bathroom in the basement, I don't have toilet paper down there. That's how you're talking. Yeah, I know. I only shit in the top floor.
Listen, I'm not proud of it.
You have the three seashells in the basement.
Yeah. No. I'm a wet wipes. I'm a wet wipes everywhere in the house. You got to be everywhere.
I loved it.
Mm-hmm. Well, just deploy that toothbrush logic.
Just every sink has a toothbrush in it. Yeah. I just brush my teeth every time I go.
Yep. Okay. I'm trying to put dental floss in a lot of strategic areas because in 2024, it's the year of flossing for me.
Okay. So, but this is what I did also say, Wanye, is I have a bag of those flossing things in my truck and I am very like, kind of almost addicted to like just driving and doing and using.
I believe you, Chalmers. I am faced with a paradox here because you have excellent hygiene and yet you do not have excellent hygiene and both facts.
I've lost a lot. So maybe that just counteracts the lack of an everyday toothbrushing I do.
Because you're also drinking a lot of pop.
Yeah, a cup.
That's the thing, like the amount of Coke.
It's like an acid. It wears it. It eats it off.
Yeah, that's
it. Haven't you ever heard that if you soak a chrome bumper in Coca-Cola, it breaks off all the acidic stuff?
That's why your teeth are clean.
Yeah,
because your mouth is a chrome bumper.
Coke is mouthwash.
Coke is the mouthwash.
Oh, I love it. It's the greatest.
It's so gross.
What a gift.
It's so gross. As I'm saying it, as I know it's gross.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I fucking know. Okay.
Well,
Wanya, if you had seen Chalmers on the Saturday check-in from, you were just pure chaos the whole time. And it was the greatest
thing. I know that, Christopher.
Yeah. I don't even like it's, it was a quick day. If like
that went, that by, day so went fast. By
so fast.
The whole weekend went by really quick.
Yeah. I fell in the early game.
Oh yeah.
Going backwards. I hit one of the big ruts, you know?
Yeah.
And I went ass over tea kettle. I hit my ass first and then my head. And like, thank God we wore helmets out there.
Ooh, it would have been bad.
And then the next game, I turn around and my big friend Trevor's there and he just plows me over. And he just loved it because you guys clipped it. You put it on social media and he kept coming to me and being like, hey, we just got 5,000 more views. We're at like 30,000 now. We're going viral, Chalmers.
Is this T-Fence? Original OG viral T-Fence?
I'm like, I don't want to fucking see this anymore. And I don't even know how many it has now, but it's like, he's just so happy with the fact that him leveling me was going hard in the paint.
My favorite part was that going into that game, you said you had the playbook on all of them.
Yeah.
And that you were going to get in.
I don't get every one of their heads.
Yeah. No, it didn't work.
It was the reverse.
It was the exact reverse.
Yeah, you were our least effective player.
Oh, yeah, big time.
To the point where Tyler went, Chalmers, focus on the game.
I know.
It's like he's trying to get his Brad Marchand on out there.
That was bad, but
it was so
big shout out to Waz. Our mic'd up content was unbelievable.
Yeah, Waz crushed that thing. Did a really great job.
I'm amazed at how good those microphones are while you're skating around. They're clear as day.
Yeah. It's amazing to see the progression of the tournament as it goes, because at first it was a trick to get to go skiing. Right? For the nation team. Yeah. And now you've got people flying in from all around Hell's Half Acre, and the content's getting better and better and better.
And next year we'll just make the tournament even bigger. And
that's are there people 40 teams? That's the goal.
Be there with the Betway people because James and Cena, they had never been to the mountains before.
So Alex, he had just been to the
in
Montreal.
So they just watching them experience the whole thing for the first time was also fun because, like Chalmer said, we kind of take it for granted. It's just right there. And this is also the third time we were there.
Yeah.
Were you like, if you don't keep sponsoring us, you can never see the mountains again.
Yeah, bro. Close it off. Closed. Mr. Bernstein.
Sorry. No more.
And it was funny. Like in Jasper Park, like the entire national park, just like delivered as it should. Oh, you know, there's that like,
were out.
Well, yeah, there's that, there's this one area we go that around these two curves where it slows down for 70 to 70 kilometers an hour because of the potential for mountain goats. Sure as shit. Every time, both in and out, mountain goats. You pull off, you take the road to go to JPL, and right under the kind of like big arch entryway, a fucking pack of elk. Like it was just like boom, boom, hitting on every stride. First night, under the snow, under the lights, snowing like crazy. Magical.
Are caribous and elk the same thing?
No. Caribou is a caribou.
My son asked me and I was like, didn't know.
And you're like,
are those caribous? I'm like, I don't know. I think that, well,
life's
elk.
Complicated.
Well, so. Chalmers, I'll tell you, caribou are much smaller than elk. The population of caribou is also decreasing, whereas the elk population is doing well and increasing. Within the caribou herd, both males and females have antlers. They also have really cool hooves that allow them to dig into the snow and paddle through water.
Now we can sit here talking about who hit who into the what now, or you could talk about the thing you haven't talked about, and that is, how did you get into the Queen's room?
Oh,
that plaque.
That is a shout out. Shout out to the JPL. As this event grows, they, you know, lean into it more and more for us. And yeah, they gave us the Outlook cabin.
Did you sleep in the room the Queen would have slept in?
It's funny. Liam walks in. He's like, what room did the Queen sleep in? I'm like, Liam, you're so in tune. You'll just walk in and you'll feel it. Go in every room and you'll be able, like a divining rod. You will find the Queen's room. We don't know which one the Queen's room was.
Couldn't tell? There wasn't a
master suite? I want to say I did it. They were like all master suites.
Yeah, they were all. I just assumed she slept in all of them.
I'm sorry. I got to ask. Do you guys know what a divining rod is?
Yeah. It's how you bring a stick out and find water.
Did you know that?
A dowsing rod?
Yeah. So it's like two metal rods. If you have them and they're sticking forward, they're two divining rods. But the minute you get over top of water, that they will turn.
Yeah.
And they will X.
I would have gone.
If anybody knew that, that's a very weird pull.
I'd have gone toilet to toilet being like, which one do you saw? Prince Philip's Wang. because you know one of the toilets did.
There's like three levels of royals that have been in that cabin. Like her, like the queen's dad has been there.
Oh
yeah,
fuck
yeah.
It was that's what's cool about JPL is, and Banff Springs too, for that matter. But there's like a history to it that like is pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I also think it's the cabin that is the furthest away from everything.
Also by design, yeah. No noise complaints can be had there.
This year.
No, we were out there.
Yeah.
We were throwing ragers.
Yeah.
But like queen? Very responsible. Like, and you'd wake up in the morning and it was spick and span.
Mm-hmm.
It was wild.
Yeah.
Who spicked and spanned it?
Shout out Jen Sharp.
Wow.
Shout out, wasn't...
Steph was cleaning.
Mrs. The end of the night.
It was like it was,
as we go.
It was a war of attrition. Essentially, it was just like they just kept sweeping,
just the way the queen would have wanted it.
And every now and then, you would go into the kitchen to grab another drink. Like that bag empties is huge. Mm. Open the fridge. Like we got where to go.
First night, over 200 beers were consumed in our cabin.
200.
Second night,
there was a lot of people in there. To be fair,
the hard stuff a little bit harder on there more.
There's still a lot of. We still got a lot of soldiers left out there.
Yeah.
Now they're all at the office for us to enjoy.
Yeah, we perfect.
Brought them home.
Delicious Costco muffins.
So we haven't said that the Oilers Nation team went 2-1.
Yep.
Made it to the final against Flames Nation.
Yep.
Lost that.
Shootout from the score.
No, on the ice.
Yeah, we decided because it was if you made it to the finals, those are the only games we were even playing on the Sunday this year were just the final finals. Like if you made a consolation one, you would have played on Saturday. So ours was on Sunday. And in the hot tub, Pinder and I had a discussion. We agreed that we would settle it over a match of Flip Cup.
Mm-hmm.
The game.
Yes. Yep. And the whole tournament. I just want to, I'll get out in front of this. I cost us.
Flip Cup's an interesting game.
I am either automatic or I had the wobbles. Yeah.
There aren't many sports that conclude with a different sport.
No.
So to be fair to you,
it's like a biathlon.
Yeah, it was.
It was a biathlon. Mm-hmm.
And they won and Pinder drank out of the trophy the rest of the night.
Mm-hmm. You got it.
Yeah. He was happy about it.
You got it.
Yeah.
Is he? They, is he what?
Oh, is he different on and off? Because I saw the footage with the high kicks.
Yeah, that's
Phoenix. He's by himself on stage. He was turning up. That to me looks like a guy who can entertain himself.
He's got one speed and is 1,000 miles an hour.
And he is always the last one up at the party.
Always.
He is a machine.
Really?
He is a machine.
After you, Charles?
Oh, yeah. He's a machine. He's another level.
Is he old or young? I also can't tell.
He's probably in his late 30s.
What does that even mean anymore in this day and age?
Mm-hmm. 31. Yeah.
When we played them, I noticed they went a little hard in the paint.
They did.
Oh yeah, they try hard.
Yeah,
they're Pinder tries hard specifically.
Yeah.
Was Frank's?
Like, there's just like this unwritten rule that if like we shoot it out into the snow, and their player goes there, that we're not going to be like hard on them while they're trying to dig it out of the snow. Well, they didn't get that rule.
Ah.
And that's fine.
Now, Frank winning player of the game. Is that like when Putin plays and he gets player of the game? They're like, yay, you're just learning.
It was just like when I won player of the game. The most undeserved player of the game.
I was legitimately the most undeserved player of the game in the game that I got it. The guy literally looked at me and goes, for keeping me entertained for the past 30 minutes, Chris Charles. I'm like, nope. And I went and turned around and gave it to Pat because Pat was really good.
Shut up, Pat Puff.
Yeah. Pat Puff's good.
Yeah.
Puff and Duff, our two new guys, were good.
Your M-Chuck was... Duff. Your M-Chuck is...
Maddie's boyfriend's last name is Duff, and Pat's last name is Puff, so we had Puff and Duff on the team.
We also strategized for game three, which we probably should have done before the tournament started.
Very good strategy, because we took down a behemoth of a team.
Yeah, we played really good. We were clean, but...
Was there viewer teams, or was it just nation sites playing against each other?
Like, there were other teams, but our division was...
24 teams total.
Yeah.
See, our division was just, like, the three nation teams... So, and then the Seattle team, the Red Bull team.
And the Shaw Enterprises.
And the Shaw Enterprises team.
I don't want to bring controversy to your tournament, Jay, but I was watching and one of those Shaw Enterprise players does not work for Shaw. I would love to see
his brother-in-law.
I would love to see what meetings at Shaw that guy's been to in the last 12 months and weren't about hockey. Because there would be none. I'll tell you that. We got old people in Cuba playing on the minor baseball teams.
It was great. Yep. Love that tournament. One of the best. If you're thinking about coming,
yeah, just come. Like you'll never want to not come again.
It's It's
I just immediately started thinking about Chalmers' comment that wasn't offside, but then he put a caveat to it to make it extremely offside.
Yeah,
it's my favorite thing that we do. It is my favorite nation event of the year. It's a great blast. Time. People got to come.
It's like,
and the weather was perfect this year.
Where do we go from here? Now we just have to, now I've been looking forward to it.
Tourism Josh was like, we're going to open up the path.
No, but you guys, I mean, just like in the coming weeks, coming months, like we've had that to look forward to. I mean, I know there's Phoenix.
Thankfully Phoenix in 3 weeks.
Yeah. Just a totally different, like now we're going to the desert and like,
we got all-star game in 2 weeks. Yeah, or
try playing hockey on
the all-star game again.
Yeah. We're at this, it'll be very interesting, but we're doing a lot of video content from a sports media conference. In Toronto.
Oh, that'll be fun.
It's connected to the All-Star game. So there'll be.
What do you guys think of the jerseys?
Terrible.
Yeah. I wanted to like them.
You guys don't get it. Bag Milk gets it. Look at his hoodie.
He is wearing a Drew hoodie.
Mm. Bag Milk, you like them jerseys?
They were great.
That's the stuff.
Well, like I get why they did it, but like I don't think they're great.
They were comfortable.
That Drew hoodie looks nice.
You
see that big bear they made for Bieber put in that garage? Mm-hmm. Shit. I'm ready for the All-Star game.
Mm-hmm. I did love the Betway hoodies. Those were great. Fantastic. Oh. I didn't even know we were getting those. So to show up at the JPL and they go fresh.
Everyone was wearing them. It was great. Betway was so happy because like he couldn't swing a cat without running into someone wearing a Betway hoodie, Betway pond hockey hoodie.
I'm just having the Betway people out there too. Like they just get along with us. They just fit right into the crew.
Well, it's important. Like, you know, we tell people what we do. It's very important for them to experience what we do. Right. So they come, they see, they can see kind of, you know, like what the nation really is. You know, it's media thing, but it's much more than that. It's got a lot more depth. So when you get the people together and just kind of, you know, see how we all act as one, it's like, it's good. They went back to England, very informed and full of fun and probably exhausted.
And they'll have to tell everyone about the mall they went to and people.
They were very blown away by the mall.
It's a crowd pleaser.
It really is.
It's a crowd
pleaser. Yeah, it was great.
I just love how a water park in a mall blows people's minds.
Cena was like, holy shit.
You people are mad.
Oh, I just touched my chest where I took that puck. It still hurts.
That was the problem. That was a problem when it was all snowing and very shadowy. I took a puck in the collarbone. Didn't see it coming. It could have hit me right between the eyes, and I would not have seen it coming.
Yeah, it was wild. It was just too much snow. So anyway, there's some interesting tweaks. We're gonna chat about how to make it even better for next year on the hockey side. But you know, I think Red Bull did a good job activating it. Like we're getting closer and closer to having that like on ice players lounge that we ultimately want. Like it's getting closer and closer. Like that Friday night, we just hung out like we played, but we just still hung out after and like had beers and you know, with our skates on in like the little Red Bull area. Like that's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and you could actually enjoy it this year because it wasn't 9,000.
Yeah, weather was so good. It was so good. 2 hour tub session on the Saturday. That was good.
Great tub session.
Really enjoyed that. I kind of want to talk about Corey Perry more.
Okay. So you know what we're going to do? We're going to step aside for a quick break and when we come back, a bigger Corey Perry breakdown.
You want to hit me one of them pep and cheese?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, back on the Real Life Podcast. Got to give some love to our friends at DoorDash. 25% off and zero delivery fees on your first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app. That is what they can give you. Groceries and more delivered right to your door with DoorDash. Maybe you want to try the new Double Dash feature. It lets you add an additional order from another restaurant with no extra delivery fee or order minimum. So when you order pizza, you can add a slushie. You get, I mean, the possibilities are endless. You get a burger from one spot and tacos from another spot.
You know what this helps me with?
What?
Every time at our house, we talk about delivery. My answer is one of two things, Oodle Noodle or Donair. Mm-hmm. And I never get a no when I'm create when I say Oodle Noodle, but whenever
it'd be a hard no to give the president.
Well, fair.
Hey, would you like a burger? Sorry, Ray Kroc. I'm not really into it.
But when I suggest a Donair, it's always met with, well, no, because like they probably won't have, you know, they might not have good pizza. Might like that's like then they don't want like my girlfriend's a vegetarian, so obviously Donair does not fit. So this now I can bolt on a Donair to any of our orders.
That is set.
That is huge. That is so nice. For you Donair lovers out there, this now saves our bacon.
Or the idea championed by our boy Rick. He used to do a thing where he does a tour and he would stop at one restaurant for item A, different restaurant for item B. Now he can do it all from his couch.
See, but with no extra fees. That's what I like. Cause I actually would just do two orders and just have the driver's race.
No extra fees.
And have the driver's race. Yep.
The way God intended.
It's good living.
Beauty of it. Shout out to DoorDash. The Oilers got a delivery today and his name is Corey Perry. So he was on the ice. We got to see him in an Oilers jersey. I'll be honest. Didn't look that weird.
It weirded me out.
Really?
Just because I think of, like all the time in Anaheim, all those series where he was so annoying. And I remember thinking, I was like, fuck, would I ever love to have a player like Corey Perry, just that can score. He can hit, he can fight, chip in with offense. And now he's here. I mean, he's 38 years old now, so it's probably not the same guy, nor will he be, but still it still weirds me out. It's going to take me a minute.
He's still got the between the ears stuff.
Can
right?
we start at the beginning of this? His contract was released. Mm-hmm. Have you guys seen it?
Yeah.
So we got a $775,000 cap hit.
Perfect.
Bonus structure. He gets $225,000 earned for 10 games played.
Ken Holland didn't learn his lesson from the Connor Brown deal, but that's fine.
At least it's 225K.
And how many games left million. In the season? 40 what?
40.
I think it's 40.
Yeah.
So that should be an easy one to hit for him. He gets $50,000 if Edmonton wins the second round of the playoffs and Perry either A, plays 50% of the games in round two or 50% of the games in round one and two total. And he gets another $50,000 if we win the third round of the playoffs with the same structure of the 50% games played in round three or one, two, and three total.
Yeah.
So the AAV is $1.1 million because that's...
But they kick the bonuses. The bonuses get kicked in down the road, which love next season's going to be
so that's fun. I mean, that's a nice little bonus structure. One more little game, let's play. Do you know what his estimated career earnings are?
Over 100 million. This game. 100 million.
Corey Perry. Okay.
106 million.
110.
110, 106. What did you say?
100.
100.
I'll go 103.
92.5.
Oh.
Yeah. So 92.
You think he's going to give a shit about a $50,000 bonus from the second round? Which
is weird, right? A little bit, but
like, I'm going to get me a Honda Accord.
Yeah, that's just his agent being his agent.
Oh, you got it.
Yeah, you get those little cheeky things.
If sports agents didn't grind for rich players, they wouldn't have.
Like, if he's still the guy that he was at the start of the season, he was a half point a game guy that can bring those intangibles that you probably could move up to the second line in a pinch. Mm-hmm. Like, he's definitely got the acumen for it. Like, this is an unreal depth signing.
Unreal. And it's free. And it's just free.
Zero acquisition cost.
What was the last good?
That's what I liked about it. No acquisition cost. Cause this isn't like trading Kesselring to Arizona for Bukestad, only for Bukestad to go right back. You just, it's free.
Yeah.
The rudeness to Adam Ernie's legacy. It was not free. It cost Adam Ernie.
Yeah. He had 9 points in 16 games with Chicago before
Ernie.
Things went sideways.
Uh-huh. Oh, Corey Perry?
Yeah.
Oh, did things go sideways in Chicago?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
It's just a slam dunk. And now it kind of has me thinking like, so before they needed.
Now you can get rid of the goalie.
Well,
you've saved some assets to get rid of the goalie to then be really aggressive at the deadline.
That's exactly what I was going
to say. Oh, by not using somebody to bring in a Corey Perry type? You mean?
Yeah, no, so now we can use the assets to get rid of the goalie and then whatever we have left to go and get the players that we need.
When, you say assets, what exactly were you thinking?
Get ready to learn Chinese, Broberg.
What are the assets? Or what does Frank think?
Yeah, what did Frank think the trade? Because he always goes back to the Cal Peterson. But that was
different.
2 years versus three.
Maybe if you keep a little money or if you know, find some way to finagle it or get a third team involved and get an extra asset in the mix. Like, I don't know. I think there's ways to do it. And before it was kind of like, okay, so if you need to move like three assets to get rid of Jack Campbell, and then you have to go spend what assets to go get more players, right? Like it was almost impossible to do both. And, you know, you got Perry, let's see what Dylan Holloway keeps looking like. But if he comes in and is like a damn good bottom six guy for you now that he's healthy,
he could be considered a trade line acquisition too.
If you have those two guys and they're both free additions that are now going to keep making your team better, maybe you can say, yeah, we'll give up the first and Borgo to get rid of Campbell. And you know what? Fuck it. Next year's first and this year's second, those are going to go out the door for some other pieces and just like, go nuts.
This team is deserving. Well, we should be going all in every year until we get that cup. But like this team has now earned it.
I want to ask you guys' opinion. Do you think there's any risk of messing with the juju going?
Well, that's a very good question. We talked about it a lot in the car.
I think it has a zero effect because you didn't sacrifice anyone off the roster. No, I think
Adam Ernie.
No one cares.
I think they were going to go do something like this anyway, just maybe later than now. Yeah.
And like, if this was something where it's like, oh no, they had to move Fogle to go get a player. Like then I think it's like, oh man, like the room, you never know how they're going to respond. This is just straight up like adding a guy who won a Stanley Cup.
This is going to motivate the room. Like, oh fuck, Corey Perry's on our team now. And you know, all decisions have a Connor like stamp on it, right? So like if Connor's down with this,
when do we think he gets in the lineup? Play Chicago on Thursday.
Holland said Saturday at the earliest, and Knobloch said
don't Saturday. Play him against Chicago.
It's probably contractually not allowed to play against Chicago.
I like our revenge game though.
When they're like, he might be 94. I'm like,
and if so,
so he won't be in the lineup tomorrow night against Columbus
or Thursday against Chicago. They're going to play him Saturday against
San Francisco. Well, to be honest, he hasn't played since what, November? He's
got a couple of practices and it makes sense. So I'm going to guess he gets him a scrap on night one.
Who are we playing? Columbus?
No, playing Nashville.
No. Oh, at 2 p.m.
Yeah.
Oh,
maybe that's not a
scrap. I thought he was going to be 94. I was like, I am not behind this. And then he comes out at 90. I'm like, cool. I've never been an Oiler 90.
Will there be a Corey Perry jersey at his first game?
Yes. Someone out there is a big enough hardo.
Yes.
Nice.
There's never been a 90 Oiler.
Nope.
There's only been a couple 90s in the league.
Yeah, it was not
90s. Joe Juno is the only one I can really think of off the top of my head.
Yeah, I have no idea. But I'm happy with this one. This is a nice piece of work by the Oilers. And
so now the shift goes to defense on what we add, right?
What do you guys think of this idea?
Or do we still look to add more depth on the second line? If we could, that'd be amazing.
Patty Maroon? Why was he being thrown around so often on Twitter? Because
if you couldn't get Perry, why don't you just go get Maroon? But that would have required a trade.
To be honest, I'm very excited to see Corey Perry go into rat mode as an Oiler.
Yeah, oh, especially in the playoffs.
And you know he comes in just with the way things ended in Chicago with a little bit of extra motivation. Like I get the sense he wants to go out and prove like I still got it a little bit.
He's not doing it for the money?
No.
Well, look at the Oilers just taking guys in that have a little baggage coming
Dallas
in.
Dallas Cowboys style. And just
a lot of success with Kane.
Speaking of football, how are you today?
Bill Belichick. Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Did they miss a field goal?
Oh, yep. Buddy. The two worst words you can say in Buffalo, wide right. They lost a Super Bowl in 1991 with a field goal to win the game, and he missed it wide right. And since 1991, the Bills have felt cursed. And dude just missed it wide right.
How far of a field goal was it?
44 yards.
Decent.
And he kicked it. It looked pretty good. And then it looked like with about 10 yards left, somebody went whoop and pulled it out from underneath them because it went sharp right.
So was that to tie the game or to
tie the game? To send him into overtime. It should have never. But Josh Allen was really, really great after the game with saying we should have never had him in that position in the first place. Because there was that last drive.
He missed a check down to Diggs that he should have saw.
And he went deep into the end zone, couldn't get it off his back foot. And so it fluttered to didn't get to his point. But
also Stephon Diggs missed a 60-yard touchdown catch. That was a bomb of a throw that went right through Diggs's hand. Sherfield missed two that were right in his hands. Like,
yeah, but the, I mean, team just the fake punt was a weird thing to do at that moment.
It didn't work.
They did a fake punt where they snapped it to DeMar Hamlin, trying to get it on fourth and five.
He's a defensive player.
But they were trying to give the storybook ending, right? Like, that's how we put away the
Chiefs. So, and then, so they give the ball back and Kansas City, like, just marches it down the field. They get to the end zone and they throw it to a guy.
Mecole Hardman.
The weirdest rule in football strikes again, where he fumbles the ball on like the half yard line. It gets knocked out of his hands before he's out. It goes through, it goes over the goal line and then out left of the pylon. Yeah. So that's considered going through the end zone. If an offensive player fumbles the ball through the end zone, it's a touchback. The other team gets the ball on the 20. It's like a punt. They were half a yard away from making it a two score game, and Buffalo gets this gift.
But yeah, like within a matter of a minute, the Bills turn it over on fourth and five, and then the Chiefs fumble it through the end zone. Buffalo gets the ball back, start moving down the field, and then just again needed one more first down, couldn't get it. Like, again, if he checks it down to Diggs, it was open right in the middle of the field. It's a first down, and they milk the clock and probably win the game with a touchdown. But whatever, man, it sucks.
I gotta say, though.
It does. It sucks. It stung. It stung for me. And I was thinking about you, and it was weird. Yeah, I shouldn't have been thinking about you last night.
Yeah. My favorite thing, though. Jason Kelce, huge vibe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That guy was an animal out there.
He was at, so there's this famous Buffalo tailgater named Pinto Ron.
Pinto Ron.
Pinto Ron's got himself a tailgate where, like, he does weird shit, but one thing he does is he fills up bowling balls with beer, and Travis Kelce's like, Kelce's chugging out of it. The best part, though, is at one point, they're just like filming something else, and Kelce's just over in the corner, like of this tailgate, just hammering beers, like just talking shit. Like, he's a man of the people. And then he jumps out of the box, obviously, with his shirt off. Mm-hmm. At the end of the game, did you see what he was doing? People were coming up to take pictures with him. A little girl came with a Taylor Swift sign, and he like lifted her up and like put her at the window of the box to like say hi to Taylor.
My favorite was the reactions of Taylor Swift looking at Jason Kelce just being a madman out amongst the people in Buffalo.
The real star of the family.
She's never watched a game with him. He's been in the playoffs. He's been playing ever since. This is the first chance she's been in the same box with him, and he's doing this. She must just be like, "What are these people all about?"
Tarps off, just screaming. Yep. Loved it.
Well, there's only one way to upstage Taylor Swift. It's to be Jason Kelce.
Is he like one that like just people seem like they just love that guy?
He seems so likable.
They've just come on so hard in the past like 6 months with like their podcast, and they are.
Can I finally watch the documentary on him on Amazon? It's awesome.
I haven't seen it, but it feels to me like 8 months ago somebody sat them down and was like, "Listen, you guys."
Yeah, Taylor Swift's PR manager. Let me pitch you a rollout.
Yeah, we've got 6 months. You both retire, and I'll have life after football set for you. And they are playing it to a T.
Do you think Travis is going to retire after this year?
If they win, he's done.
If they win, I guarantee he's done. Yeah. He looks great. He looked great yesterday, but he's been not as dominant as in the past.
The guys the Bills had covering him was in like Cabo 5 days ago. They're so hurt. They had to bring back a guy. He was on vacation with his family, and they were like, "Hey, we got 5 more injuries. Can you come home?" And he was like, "Fuck, okay, I'll come out of retirement for a playoff game." He hadn't played football in like a year. It's like, "Oh, Travis Kelce for 80 yards. Wow." And also, I fucking hate Tony Romo so goddamn much.
How dare you?
He spends.
Finally, your M-check's opening up to
him. He spends the entire game. I'm so irritated with him. The entire game. "Oh, if you're a Chiefs fan, you're scared right now. Oh, the Bills look like they've got them. Oh, if you're a Chiefs fan at halftime right now, you're shaking a little bit." And then the game ends and he goes, "You never bet against 15. You never bet against Patty Mahomes. He had it the whole time." And it's like, shut the fuck up, man. You just trashed him for like 3 quarters and gave me all this false hope. And at the end of the game, you're like, "Oh, you're 15. You can't get all my the best." Oh, I just wanted to wring his neck. I'm so upset. I need to take it out on someone. I'm sorry, Tony Romo, but I hate you.
He's getting a lot of hate these days.
Oh, it's just like the whole game.
He does this all the time with quarterbacks and stuff. He'll always do this. This is a walking contradiction a lot of the times out there.
The whole game, he's just like, "Oh, the Chiefs, I got it. They got to be scared, Jim. They're scared." And then the end of the game, he goes, "Oh, look at this. Kneel it out, Mahomes. He's perfect."
The McDavid era is over. I'm feeling great about these guys, by the way. This is going fantastically.
just the name of the game.
I went and looked out the window when you said that, your Amtrak. I'm like, he's probably right.
Your Amtrak. I let 3 months go by before I changed my mind. That's true. Like, and I don't know. I just had to be angry at someone.
No, no. Blame Tony Romo.
Mahomes did say lovely things about the Bills afterwards,
though. Oh, that's great. I'm so happy.
They were throwing snowballs at him when he was coming off field.
Should have thrown rocks and batteries at him.
You got a feel for Bills fans, though, that shoveled out the stadium. Like,
also, if you're the Bills, I mean, great story. You're $1 billion. Fucking find the company to shovel your goddamn stadium. Shut up. Everyone shut up. We stop talking about it. I honestly have gone out of your own grave. I've gone out of my way.
Because like, what happens next year? Like, Diggs is gone?
They can't trade him. If they trade him, it's like $40 million in dead cap space. Also, they're currently $40 million over the cap with 12 free agents. They're fucked. Life sucks.
How can they be that high over the cap?
I don't know. I don't understand football enough. I go on Twitter and everyone I follow is like, well, they're fucked.
All you need to know, is they right now had a window where they have the second best football player. I'll call him, quarterback. Cause I think Christian McCaffrey is right in between the two of them, but Patrick Mahomes just does not lose 13 straight playoff games. He's won. I mean, like
when are you ever going to, like, you had him on the road.
You had him on the ropes. Game. You had him on the road. Like, this was the window. This is like what it will feel like in a couple of years if we lose our big guys and we go out in the second
round.
I'm just saying, this is what it will feel like. Will it not, Tyler? Can you see the parallels there?
Oh yeah. Whatever.
On the bright side, you're also a Jays fan.
Yeah. That's going well for me. Hey,
they signed Ohtani, right? He was in the air. He had a sushi reservation.
Like, everything in sports just leads to, like, you know what? You guys are going to kill me, whatever. But like, when the Oilers lose in 5 games to the Vancouver Canucks in round one this year, like, just know it's because of me.
Does that mean Corey Perry doesn't get his $8,000?
Like, yeah. I just,
Tyler, why would you even put that out there?
Everything kicks me in the dick. I don't get to be happy.
Get off our bandwagon.
That's a mindset for happiness.
No, but here's the thing.
And dick kicking.
It's a funny mindset because there's other sports fans out there that feel like that. And there's literally nothing you can do about it.
No, just live in misery.
Just live in misery. There's nothing you can personally do about it.
I told Amber if the Bills get a ring, she does too. Now she's fucked.
I hope she knows about your cap space.
She's got to go rebuild too, right?
Yeah. She's over the cap.
Yeah.
You're just saying there, nope, not getting married now.
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
We're going to get married at the banner raising next year in Buffalo.
I said we would get married at the Super Bowl party.
Oh, fuck. My voice is raspy as hell. Can't do.
Where'd you watch the game?
In my basement, and then I had a beer league game.
Oh, my God.
You had a hockey game last night?
Yeah, so I went, and I had to record the DFO rundown. And I was like, I need to manage my time well. So I went to record the DFO rundown. I had the game. I paused it on my phone. I drove to my beer league game. And I sat in the parking lot of the CAC Arena, the most miserable place in the entire city. And I sat with it on my phone and I watched it go wide right. And I went, fuck my life.
And how'd you play?
We lost by one goal. The other team scored the winner on a penalty I took in the power play.
A lazy one because you didn't have your stamina.
Yeah. And then I scored to make it a one goal game with like 8 minutes left. And we were playing great. And they said, ice slot's over. Game's done.
They took the clock, didn't get on the ice because some guy was watching a Bills game in the parking lot.
They took the clock from 7.5 minutes when we scored down to 2. And then we just never scored again. So yesterday sucked. Yesterday
just like the big leagues, eh?
That's a
just
bad
like
day.
The big leagues.
Did you stub your toe anywhere?
Yeah, no.
It's quite the sports day yet.
Yeah.
Sucked. And that drive home, because it was snowing, was a grind.
Yep.
I got to thank sales guy Jared for bringing me, because I was able to just sit in the back of the truck and just, I slept the whole way.
Oh, we stopped in to get gas and some food. And there was a moment when everyone in the car was sleeping. And I'm like, fuck.
Did you go to L&W?
No.
We had to stop for Caesars and needed to ride the ship.
Yeah, where'd you guys go? BP? Boston Pizza. Yeah, I thought so. Yeah, Sarah's got Jared yesterday. He needed hugs.
When I saw him first thing in the morning, he couldn't even open his eyes.
Yeah.
He was just walking around with his eyes closed?
Pretty much.
He's so funny. I love it. Yeah.
Felt like everybody did dry January for the first 3 weeks because everybody was ready to get back on the wagon.
No, it was good. Shout out to Maddie too for, you know, that's the big reason why it's our weekend, yeah. Big reason why the event took a big step this year is because of her.
She kind of turning into like Nathan Nation Mother.
She's like,
it's kind of what she feels.
Well, she takes it, but she set the tone though. Like, she got the party going, she got this going, and she made sure the frid was stocked. Like, she's like our live events Lisa.
Two nights making margs the whole time,
and unreal margs too.
I crushed a lot of margs.
Yeah,
it's a big contributor to why I was feeling rough yesterday. Every time I would just be standing there and she'd come get my glass and be like, oh, thank you. And like a couple minutes later, fresh marg.
Oh, did you see this? So the NHL, Connor Bedard and Jack Eichel can't go to the All-Star game. So they announced their replacements.
Okay.
And Zachary Martin Hyman.
And they're getting rid of the everyone needs a rep thing, I guess. So
it's a vote?
No, they just named two more deserving players that aren't from the Hawks and the
Zachary
Nets.
Martin Hyman?
Nope. We got Vincent Trocheck and Kyle Connor, who's been hurt for most of the season. Not Zach Hyman.
What the fuck?
Hold on. Mid All-Star game selection, they ditched the rule every team needs a representative?
Looks like it, because Connor Bedard and Jack Eichel are out, and their replacements are a guy from the Eastern Conference and a guy who's played twice since the beginning of December.
Where's the sanctity of the rules
Vegas,
of the game?
Vegas will now not have a rep. And the guy who is top 10, top five in league scoring or whatever is also not going because Kyle Connor, who has played twice in the last 8 weeks.
How do they justify? How can they?
Yeah, but it's good.
It's like the Bills being $40 million over on the payroll. No one understands.
No one will ever know.
No one gets it.
Okay, but just. So is Austin Matthews going to the All-Star game?
Yeah.
Is Sam Reinhart going to the All-Star game?
Yeah.
Is Pastrnak?
Yeah.
Is Kucherov?
Yeah.
Is Hyman?
No.
Of those five players, they're all the top five goal scorers in the league.
It just sucks when you got Draisaitl and McDavid on your line or on your team.
You know, it's funny when Zach Hyman doesn't go to the All-Star game and he's sitting on a beach and he somehow played this so perfectly that all the Oilers fans thinks he wishes he was there. And he's like, man, am I glad I'm not at the All-Star game.
Zach Hyman has 13 more goals than Vinny Trocheck in five fewer games. doubled him in goals in five fewer games.
Somebody's got to explain
unless they know that the fan vote for the final, because I think there's still two more fan vote spots that were up for grabs or some weird shit. Unless they just know that Hyman is getting one of those, so they didn't do it. But like, the All-Star game is so stupid.
What was the vibe? Like, I watched the barn burner guys because they always shit on the Flames and it's so funny. But like, in real life, are they thinking that the franchise is just the best?
They really like the prospect pool. They like the future.
Yeah.
They want to turn some of their players into assets right now, that as opposed to chasing for the playoff spot. I think that was the vibe I got from Pinder and Boomer.
The level of like Huberdeau, like they put him in context. It's just like the worst boat anchor. It's so great.
I watched the third period with Boomer and he had just like a running dialogue about all of it. And it was very fun to listen to. Excellent to listen to.
Very good. Very, very good. Very good.
Everything okay, Tyler? Are you still emotionally?
I'm really upset you guys.
We got him into the Bills talk and it's just completely.
Well, what do you expect, man? Browns got trounced by the Texans. They're a bunch of fakes.
Yeah, but like, you know, you just had Joe Flacco. You know, it's like you're going to win.
Wait a minute. Isn't this quarterback for the Texans legit?
Oh, yeah. CJ Stroud.
Damn, learning. They're not fake.
Well, they lost to Baltimore. Who beat Baltimore? The Browns.
In true Bills fashion, are you going to go and cheer for the second underdog now?
My boy Liam's a Lions fan, so I won't watch a second of that AFC championship game. I will not. I don't give a crap.
Because what? It's
Ravens, Chiefs.
Ravens, Chiefs, and Lions.
Niners. Yeah.
Have you seen Chalmers' conspiracy theory about the Super Bowl logo always reflecting the colors of the two teams that make it?
No. What is this? I love this kind of stuff. You're telling me.
Like every Super Bowl logo for the last number of years has like two or three colors on it, and it always in some way lines up to the team's
And point. That lines up for Baltimore Chiefs this year.
Baltimore, San Francisco this year. Baltimore, San Francisco. Yeah, because it's purple that gradients into red.
Yeah.
It always predicts what the final is going to be.
Yeah.
And it's been right every time?
4 years in a row.
Wow.
It's the script, baby. It's the script.
So it's Baltimore who?
Niners.
Super Bowl logo. Okay, so here we go.
So just get your Baltimore futures.
Super Bowl. I don't know what the numbers mean, but that's fine. LA Bengals. The logo was orange into yellow. The next year it was bluish green and red. But again, like there is something to be said that like you could do a lot with these logos, but
this is directly correlated.
Yeah. It is.
Write the script. They do the graphic design.
Well, Niners Ravens was the one that I think everybody was like, this is the most likely to happen.
Yeah.
Well, everybody ready for nap time?
A couple months ago, my dad came up to me about halfway through the NFL season, and he likes to place one wager, but very rarely. He'll just text me and say, hey, can you bet this for me? He came up to me and said, what are the Ravens odds to win the Super Bowl? I was like, oh, like 14-1. And he's like, I kind of want to put $100 on him. And I was like, dad, kind of a dumb bet. Like, don't do that. Don't waste your money. And he was like, all right, you're right. So,
oh boy.
Kind of
dad. Want the Ravens. The McDavid era is over. Okay. I'm on the radio.
Dad.
I'm on the TV. It's over. 16 weeks later, we're back.
You guys ate an extremely high amount of pepin and cheddar.
They're good, man.
The people listening to the show have no idea that that you guys were eating the whole time. Straight up.
We're getting better at it.
You guys did a really good job of not chewing.
I didn't eat them chips. I ate them silent pepin cheeses.
Yeah, nice and soft. All right. Well, that's a wrap on this week's edition.
Everybody get some sleep before Thursday.
If you hear us talking about how much fun we had out at the Fairmont Jasper Park Lodge in the Jasper Pond Hockey Tournament, then why not come on our next big excursion? We are heading to the desert. It's a nation vacation, and it's brought to you by Alberta Blue Cross. Only one thing better than sharing memories, and that's making new ones. Alberta Blue Cross Travel Insurance protects your memories and more. Wherever your travel takes you, visit ab.bluecross.ca/travel for more information. Visit nationgear.ca to get yourself in on one of the last few spots out to Arizona in just 3 short weeks.
Yeah, the Barnburner guys did their trip last week.
And they were telling us about it this weekend.
Yeah, it got me so excited.
They went to Mullet Arena?
Yeah, they already did.
They already did. Did the Flames win?
Yes.
They did? Oh, I'm actually
better. It was their dad's trip, I think. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So yeah, if you want to get in, we are going to have a good damn time out in Arizona. Head to nationgear.ca for more. That's a wrap on this week's edition of the pod. We'll chat with everybody on Thursday.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.